You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Careful, Henry.
That's why he loves coming to the country park, so he can run downhill.
Not so fast.
He'll be fine, Helen. He doesn't mind the odd tumble.
I don't want him hurting himself.
There'll be a few grazed knees when he begins school. That's what playtime's for. Hmm. What time do you have to get him to school on Thursday? These staggered starts are all new to me.
I'm not quite sure, Rob. I'll have to look when I get home.
It'd be good if we can both take him on his first day. Show him how important school is.
Yes. Don't pick it up, Henry.
What's he found now?
Oh, I don't know. Doesn't look very nice.
Henry, can you run to the tree and be back by the time we get down there?
Yes!
He's got some beans in him now, hasn't he? I thought a walk would liven him up.
Yes.
Oh, I'm working up a real appetite myself. How about you? You didn't mind me dragging you along?
No, not at all.
Good.
House felt stuffy. Glad we came out.
She still hasn't taken any colostrum.
You looked at the teats pit?
Oh, yeah. And the dung.
When was she born?
About 6 hours ago. So.
Could do with some encouraging.
Yeah.
The mum's all right to stand, isn't she?
Oh, fine. If you keep an eye on her, Dad, I'll guide the calf.
All right.
Go on. Go on, give it a try. Was he okay about it?
Okay-ish.
Oh, I know I left it late.
Luckily, Matthew wasn't planning to move the bulk of his stuff into Rickyard till next weekend.
Go on. Still, it must have been quite a shock.
Well, he wasn't ecstatic, but he was all right.
Just as well he's got relatives in Borchester to go to.
Yeah. That's it. There you are. Yeah, well, we've still got to honour the contract.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How much?
Little under 2,500.
Really?
It's all right. It's all right. Your mother and I have discussed it. We're happy to find the money.
No idea it'd be that much.
Doesn't matter. As long as you're sure that you're making the right decision.
Well, yeah, but...
The agency were very good, actually. By rights, they could have asked for a full 2 months. Instead, they're finding Matthew some holiday cover, so he can look round for somewhere more permanent.
Oh, I feel terrible now.
Yeah. She'll be all right. Good sup reflex.
He's such a nice guy. Do you want him to work here for a month anyway?
No.
If you've got to pay him.
No, we're better leaving things as they are. We've chopped and changed enough already.
Oh, Dad.
It's all right. Your mum and I agreed. We were on the phone a long time after you spoke to her yesterday.
I know.
Pip, we're delighted to have you back, as long as you've really thought it through.
Could have handled it a whole load better, couldn't I?
What we don't want is you making a decision now that you're going to regret later.
I'm so sorry. I've messed you around, and Matthew, and Webster's.
Listen, Pip, that's not what we're saying. We just thought that, well...
What?
If you've any doubts at all, there might still be a chance. You know, if you get back in touch with Webster's, they won't have had time to appoint anyone else yet.
The HR woman said they may have to re-advertise.
Well, in which case, you could always ring now. See if they'll let you start after all.
Oh, Dad...
You know, perhaps if you tried the job for a few months, you'd be in a better position to make your mind up.
Can I, Mummy?
In a minute, darling. We're having a little sit-down first.
Please?
You can see the squirrel from here.
Henry, why don't you go and look by yourself?
No,
it's all right. I'll come with you.
There's no need, darling. If we all go, it'll scare him off. We'll join you in a second, Henry.
All right.
Go nice and quietly. That's it. So what was it caught your eye?
Oh, doesn't matter.
One of the farming papers?
Well, I wouldn't have noticed, only Dad left it on the table. Lower Hinton jumped out at me.
Why?
Brook Farmer looking for a dairy manager.
Oh.
I don't know how they compare with Barrow, but...
Darling, are you trying to get rid of me?
No.
Thought we'd agreed.
We have. I just saw it by chance. Wondered if you'd heard about it.
No, but then I haven't been looking for another position. Not yet. It's lucky I'm not tied down, not while we're getting the shop and cafe up and running. They're going to be so important for all our futures.
Oh, where's he going now?
He's seen the pigeon.
Oh, don't scare it, Henry. No, no, that's not very nice.
Unless you and Tom don't want me helping out.
Oh, no. It's great you're taking such an interest, Rob.
You know, I've never been much good at standing by when I can pitch in and be useful.
No, you just take your time. We'll be all right for a little while. Before we have to dip into the money Gran gave us.
Do you regret me giving up my job?
No.
You sure?
Oh, yes.
Only the last couple of days, something seems to be bothering you.
It's just getting Henry ready for school, that's all. So much to think about.
You don't have to tell me, Jolene. I'm throwing away money we haven't got.
I weren't going to say that. You've won me round. I know how much you like your hanging baskets.
No, it's only a few violas and pansies from the boot sale. End of season. Cost next to nothing.
Well, I'm glad you're still taking an interest. It's a good thing to do when you're stressed.
Well, I admit it is a bit like fussing over flight snacks on the Hindenburg.
Well, anything that smartens a place up has got to help, Kenton.
Yeah, maybe.
I wanted to know if you'd decided...
Oh, you're right. We'll have to do something for the Rugby World Cup. I don't know what yet, but...
About tomorrow's meal.
Oh, well, Pip's farewell dinner.
Well, we know it isn't that anymore.
Yeah, she started making decisions the same way her dad does. Totally last minute, and no regard for anyone else whatsoever.
It's a bit of a handbrake turn, isn't it?
Yeah, poor kid. I hoped she'd escaped David's influence, but no such luck. I'm amazed they're still having the meal, though.
Well, if it's all been arranged.
Yeah, it just seems a bit odd to me. Ooh, let's celebrate Pip not being able to make her mind up.
Well, I guess it's more a farewell to Jill now.
What? Where's Mum going?
Go on. Go on, Pip. Sit. Here you are.
You've got the tagger?
Yep. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, go on.
There's a primary tag.
Gran's really looking forward to going tonight.
Yeah.
Pity you couldn't get to the performance on Friday.
Well, there's no point with that, your mum. Do you want me to hold the first one?
Yeah, you can do.
I'm not a huge opera fan.
What's Gran seeing tonight?
La Boheme. It's going with Carol.
Okay.
Hope they enjoy it.
Yeah. Clara's excited about going tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I bet.
Got the button tag?
There you go.
I still feel awful about Matthew.
Oh, no. He's used to moving around.
He was looking forward to being here. He said so.
Well, what's done's done, Pip.
I was so focused on screwing up enough courage to tell HR. I wasn't going through with it. I didn't think about him.
Why? Getting a bit restless?
Wouldn't be so bad if I'd said the first day. I didn't dare admit it, even to myself.
There you go. Well, as long as you're certain that you're doing the right thing now.
I am, Dad.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's all your mother and I care about.
I knew I couldn't hack it. Stuck behind a desk and crunching numbers most of the time. It would have driven me crazy.
Well, as long as that's all it is.
But like they dangled Sao Paulo in front of me, but... It seemed like that might never happen.
You didn't fall out with anyone, did you?
No.
Or, you know, hear anything dreadful about the company? Or...
No, not at all.
And, well, your mum's worried in case any of the managers came on a bit strong, you know, tried to take advantage or anything.
What? No way.
Not the guy you mentioned, the head of something operations?
Gary?
Mm-hmm.
No, he was really sweet. It was nothing like that, honestly.
Oh, good, good. All we wanted to know.
Got the next set of tags?
Yeah. Primary. And the button.
The top.
Right, you're up now. Come on, come on.
I know it's pretty weird, me rolling back in again.
It's not. Really pleased to have you.
It's going to be so embarrassing to my mates. They're all going to think I've chickened out.
Oh, plenty of people have false starts, love. If That's what it is.
Dad, I know I've got to prove I've done the right thing. But the only reason I've come back is because I love working here. It's where I belong.
Oh, you're getting compost everywhere.
No, I'm serious, Jolene. Where do they get off?
Oh, I've got to say, I was surprised.
How dare they throw her out?
They're not throwing her out.
Well, as good as.
Oh, she isn't exactly going to be down and out at Lower Loxley.
Moving is going to be very traumatic for her. I mean, she's only just got over David threatening to turf her out when they were selling the farm. And now this.
Well, I agree. It's not very fair.
Not fair? She's 85 years old.
85 in October.
Far too old to be upping sticks. She's happy at Brookfield.
Seems to be.
Can you believe David's nerve? I mean, all this nonsense about community and family.
Kenton.
No, he's happy to sound off about it. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Gemma Hawkins is looking over.
And what about poor old Heather, eh?
They're doing it for her benefit.
Oh, yes, of course they are. Dragging her away from all her friends, everything she knows. She'll be completely lost here.
Oh, I don't know.
While Mum gets shunted off to Lower Loxley at 5 minutes' notice, miles away from the rest of us. I mean, she can't go on driving forever.
Well, she said she was perfectly happy to move.
Yes, of course she did. I mean, what do you expect?
Gemma's looking over again.
I promise you, love, it's not true. Typical Mum. Making all the right noises to avoid upsetting anyone. Darling Dave, most of all.
Well, maybe.
Meanwhile, inside, her heart is breaking.
Oh, she's bound to miss it.
It was bad enough when she was in Glebe. But right out of the village? All her memories of Dad, of us lot growing up there at Brookfield. She'll be leaving most of her life behind her.
Well, why don't you talk to her about it tomorrow, huh? At the meal.
What?
Whatever she's going through. I think she'll be upset if we don't turn up.
You are joking, aren't you?
No. She said she wants everyone there.
Oh,
look, it's probably the best thing we can do for her. You know, show willing.
If you want to go to the meal, my love, you are very welcome to. On your own.
Oh, come on, Kenton.
No, I mean it. I am not going within a mile of the place. I don't trust myself. Unless, of course, you think it'd cheer Mum up to see me give David the damn good kicking he deserves.
Good at it, Pip.
Oh, hi, Gran.
I thought you were coming in for a sandwich an hour ago.
Oh, I didn't bother. Found a chocolate bar in my overalls.
That's no good.
Oh, had to look in on the calves. And I offered to do the checks on the tractor, so...
Do you want me to bring something out?
Oh, no thanks. I'll save my appetite for the meal. How's it going?
Shula's doing all the hard work. Very kind of her, keeping the afternoon free to help.
How about Ben?
Disappeared as soon as I mentioned laying the table.
Not his favourite job.
It is all right to take a break, you know.
I'm almost done. Oil's fine. Diesel filter's fine. Fan belt, then air filter, and I'm finished.
You haven't stopped since you came back from High Wycombe.
There's always plenty to do.
You know, I'm very glad you came back.
Thanks, Gran.
Can't have been easy. Accepting you made a mistake.
It was a bit embarrassing, telling the HR woman. She got Gary, one of the bosses, to talk to me. Tried to persuade me to hang on.
But you knew you didn't want to.
Yeah, it was that simple.
I think you were very brave.
Do you?
Well, it would have been much easier to keep quiet and try to please everyone else. Yeah. And that's how small mistakes turn into big ones.
I'm glad I did it, but it feels weird. Me squeezing back in while you're moving out.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
It's just one of those awful situations. Granny Heather hasn't got anywhere else.
It's perfectly all right. As Carol says, I'm moving into a stately home, going up in the world, and with opera on the doorstep at the moment.
It's a nice way to look at it.
Julia's old room will be the most luxurious I've ever stayed in. And I'm moving in bit by bit. I won't leave for good till just before Heather arrives.
You're very calm about it.
Funnily enough, someone gave me some excellent advice recently. They said, you can enjoy new experiences whatever age you are.
Oh.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'll treat it like an adventure.
Helping you collect the eggs that afternoon, I think it's a part of what made me decide to stay.
You were wise enough to recognise you belong here. I always felt the same, Pip. This is where you'll flourish.
Thanks, Gran.
So the meal's still going to be a celebration. But I do hope the roads aren't too congested for your mother coming down.
Oh, haven't you heard?
This is one of my favourite duets.
And mine, Christine.
Oh, Eddie.
Not again.
Is that all right?
Yeah, not a problem, Dad.
I know we said alternate afternoons when Eddie's not around.
No, I'm happy to do afternoon milking. Today and tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Pip. Right, well, I better go and take a look at the Herefords before we start congregating.
Have you seen the measurements I left for the new trackway?
Oh, no.
I put them on the desk. You said there's no point hanging around. We could be waiting forever for a decision on Route B.
Well, though I had planned fixing the roof on the machinery shed next.
That's okay. I'll see to the track. It's not exactly rocket science. Get some limestone, pack it down.
You sure you got time?
Yeah. The sooner it's done, the sooner we can start using it.
Oh, okay. She's early, isn't she?
Once you've looked over the measurements, I'll start ordering.
All right, thanks.
Hi, Jolene.
Afternoon. I'm not stopping. I just want to drop some wine off. It'll give it time to breathe before the meal.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Fallon?
Is this seat spare, Jim?
Yes.
Since I had to move.
What was the matter?
Well, you stuck near Eddie and his blessed phone going off all the time.
Or even worse, Sabrina Thwaite and her mates taking selfies throughout the whole performance.
Hello?
Oh, hello, love. Come in.
Oh, hello, Jolene.
Good afternoon, Shula. Jill, do you want the door
open? No, no, leave it open.
Oh, we've been getting steamed up.
Well, I've brought some wine. I thought if we opened it now...
Oh, lovely. Pinot Noir.
Well, and there's a Merlot for anyone who doesn't like it.
That's so kind of you.
Oh, not at all. I wanted to bring something special.
These look super. Mm. You know where the corkscrew is, Shula?
Yeah. You've come at a good time. Mum and I have just finished making the dessert.
Raspberry cheesecake. It's still one of Kenton's favourites, isn't it?
Yes, though when...
We might have a job persuading David to try it. Not a big cheesecake fan.
Oh, that's a pity. You see...
Would you like a cup of tea? We were just going to have one before preparing the rest of the vegetables.
No, thanks. I can't stop.
Did you know poor Ruth won't be joining us?
Oh?
Oh, she found water coming through from the tank in Heather's attic.
That sort of thing's a nightmare.
Yeah, and even when it's fixed, she'll have to get the plaster repaired, especially now she's selling up. Do you mind, Jolene?
Oh.
You'll make a better job of opening them than I will.
Right.
She says we're all to enjoy ourselves without her. I think she wants us to give Pip a boost.
Ah, you see, the other reason I wanted to call in early, Kenton can't make it either.
He's not coming?
No, I'm afraid not.
Is something the matter?
How stupid of him. How long is that silly boy of mine going to go on sulking?
It isn't just sulking, Jill. I'm afraid it's an awful lot worse than that.
This is such a treat. Seeing the performance and being able to skive off for a picnic in the interval.
You haven't seen any of the other performances?
No, it's been manic. But Lewis and Emma insisted. This time they'll distribute the hampers and I get to see the show.
Oh, they're very good for such a small company.
Christine?
Oh, thank you.
Though I have a horrible feeling it isn't going to end well.
Our lips are sealed.
I'm afraid we brought our own picnic this time, Fallon.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I assume that's one of your own hampers.
Yeah, a little half one. By the time that I knew I'd be able to watch, it was too late for Harrison.
Is that a homemade pork pie?
I've got two.
I love pork pies.
Oh, you should have said. Perhaps we can arrange a little swap.
No, I didn't mean...
I'm game if you are.
I know what you might like of ours. It's wrapped in the foil, Jim.
Where? Oh, yes.
I've been experimenting with all things Italian. Ooh. Would you like to try some of my bruschetta?
Please.
Bruschetta? What have we said about the CH sound before an E or an I?
We've said if you correct my pronunciation once more this afternoon, Jim, you'll be wearing this picnic basket as a hat. Apart from the hampers, how's the rest of your catering business?
Oh, it's on the back burner at the minute. Mm. No, I'm spending most of my time looking for somewhere to live.
Oh?
Yeah, Hazel's given me notice on the flat over the shop. That led to Harrison and me thinking it's about time we made a go of it together.
Ah.
If you pass your plate, pal.
Oh.
Your bruschetta.
Thanks, it looks gorgeous.
And you can't move into his place?
No, his housemate, Malk, is not the easiest guy to get on with.
I'll just help myself to the pork pie, shall I?
Oh, sorry. Excuse fingers.
Thank you.
You want somewhere on your own when you're setting up together.
Yeah, if we can find anywhere. You wouldn't believe some of the rents that people are asking.
The builders have been making good progress with Woodbine. I don't suppose that would be of any interest, would it?
That's dreadful.
Standard procedure, they said. It's in the policy somewhere.
Until the foundations are fixed.
Nothing else can happen till then.
I haven't left my clasp knife in here anyway. Hello, what's up?
Oh, it's me. Spoiling everyone's afternoon.
No, you're not, Jolene.
What's happened?
I haven't got the heart to go through it all again.
There was some pre-existing damage to the bull before the flood.
Was there?
Now the insurers won't release any funds for the main repairs until it's put right.
Lillian's managing to scrape her share together, but it still leaves Kendon and Jolene to find...
Yeah, 26,000, more or less.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, we ain't got a chance. Our cards are maxed out. We can't ask for more credit.
That's why Kenton's been in such a state.
Well, maybe not this week or next week, but soon enough. The bull's going out of business.
It can't.
Ambridge without the bull.
That's unthinkable.
I'm sorry. There's no sense in worrying you lot.
Well, I didn't help much, did I? He was banking on the money from selling here.
I doubt if it had made any difference, David. Like they say, if it weren't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all.
Well, you've certainly been through it.
Now, it's getting to the point where we can't keep kidding ourselves. I reckon if Lillian agrees, we'll have to sell it as seen pretty soon.
You can't do that.
No, of course you can't.
Well, I don't think we got much choice. Look, I've got to get on. Is it all right if I don't come back after all? I wanted to, but I won't be able to keep up a front. And I don't want to spoil the meal for the kids.
Oh, do whatever you have to, darling.
Right. Sorry, Jill. I'll see you then.
Bye, Jolene.
Thank
Bye.
You for the wine.
Well.
I had no idea they were in that much trouble.
Closing the bull.
We can't let that happen.
If I suggest another family meal in the near future, will someone please shout me down?
Oh, I wish Kenton had told us straight away. While there was still a chance to do something.
Yeah, he should have done. But who says it's too late? Even now.
I don't suppose you want to get hold of that side, Susan.
Move an arc? In these shoes?
Oh, it's easier with two.
I only came out to tell you about the letter, Neil.
Oh, all right, I'll manage.
The whole shop committee signed it and sent it to the planning department.
What about the change of use?
Very strongly worded. And I wasn't mealy-mouthed in my email either.
You've done that as well?
It's just gone off to the Echo. I told him exactly what I thought of Hazel.
Should keep the wind out.
Treating an inheritance like winning a scratch card. Cashing in without a conscience.
Well, it won't print it if it's libelous.
Oh, I didn't use her actual name.
Oh.
I just referred to morally bankrupt vultures feasting after the flood.
Not sure that's much better.
Oh, go away. I haven't got anything for you.
Everyone knows who you mean.
Well, it could apply to Bridge Farm just as well.
Oh, that's harsh.
We can't pull our punches.
Well, I know we've got to kick up a fuss about the shop.
We need all the publicity we can get. We could be waiting 8 weeks for a decision on it being a community asset.
That long?
Well, according to Jim, even then it only comes into play if and when Hazel tries to sell it.
Mike is pretty disgusted with what she's doing.
He's well out of it these days.
Still takes an interest. Roy brought him up the cider shed last night.
Well, you were only meant to be going for half an hour.
Well, we got talking. By the time we finished, he was in no state to drive home. Had to stay over with Roy.
Oh, well, I hope he rang Vicky.
He doesn't think much of what's going on with the shop. And he's even more upset by what's happening to the village hall.
On your own, Helen?
No, Rob will join us in a minute. We dropped off Henry in the kitchen and Mum got chatting.
Is it a bad time, dragging you over?
No, not at all.
Well, I thought you'd want to see the interior design sketches as soon as they came.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about them last night.
Can you take this one?
OK.
They are literally sketches, but good enough to give us a real flavour. What have you done to your wrist?
Oh, nothing.
It's quite a bruise.
Oh, it looks worse than it is. Just stumbled while I was playing with Henry. You don't mind walking round with me, Sheila?
No, of course not.
I haven't been out of the office at all today.
Oh, I've been busy too.
This is the first chance to see what state we've been left in.
Well, the grounds look all right to me, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the litter team have been wonderful. They're on it first thing. And Magic Opera have been very slick with the get-out.
Hardly any sign they've been here.
Well, Milton says they'll be completely finished by about 5:30.
So, it's all gone smoothly.
Yeah, barely a hitch from start to finish.
Mum absolutely loved Sunday night. So did Carol.
Well, both productions were excellent. I can't wait to see what Linda says about them in the Echo. And Magic Opera seem to have fallen in love with Lower Loxley.
Have they?
They can't praise our staff highly enough.
Oh, yes, Caroline said the stewards were very helpful when Oliver lost his picnic umbrella.
Did they find it?
Yeah, eventually. She says it would have been a small sacrifice for such a marvellous performance.
Oh, well, I'm glad they liked it.
It's got them even more in the mood for Tuscany.
They got everything ready at Grey Gables?
Yeah, more or less. They still need to appoint a manager for the health club before they go. Otherwise, it's coming together.
When are they off?
Oh, just before the flower and produce, which is...
Sunday the 20th.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know you followed it that closely.
I don't. Bert was telling me what high hopes he has for Carol's marrows, which he claims are enormous.
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid Freddie was listening in and collapsed in absolute fits.
Typical.
Of course, there won't be as much fresh produce as usual this year.
No, there won't.
Bert says the spotlight's going to be on crafts and home-baked produce. Frida would have been in her element.
Oh, yes, she'd have done well. I like this year's theme, a fresh start.
Oh, very appropriate for Mum.
Isn't it?
She was so disappointed yesterday.
It wasn't the easiest family meal we've ever had.
Everyone did their best.
Yes, which brings me back to why I came over. What do you make of David's suggestion?
For bailing Kenton out? Oh, good question.
Oh, I suppose I'd better go in and empty the dishwasher. and start thinking about what to cook for tea.
Well, if you hold on a second, I'll come in with you.
I can see why the parish council wants the hall knocked down.
It isn't what we want. But if we're having so much work done on it anyway, then we need to think about whether it's still fit for purpose.
If the insurance money will only take it back to how it was, the kitchen will be just as pokey. And Linda's forever complaining about the backstage area.
Well, the whole place needs overhauling.
And it'd be as economic tearing it down and starting again.
Well, Richard Thwaite reckons it'd be the best use of the money. As long as we find the right contractor.
A proper kitchen is the top priority.
The trouble is, with the amount we'll get, even a new one won't be anything special. A titchy concrete box. Coming on top of losing the shop and the bull only a shadow of what it used to be.
Oh, I know.
Hambridge is turning into a ghost town.
Oh, I've just had an idea, Neil.
Have you?
If you're willing to use your position as the chair of the parish council, I think I can see a way forward.
Maybe it'd be more straightforward in the office, Rob. We could lay the sketches out side by side.
No. It's much better seeing them in situ. Don't you agree, Dolly?
Yes.
That makes it a lot easier, comparing Olaseni's ideas with the real thing. Then you can start seeing how the old parlour will shape up.
What do you make of the classic look?
Your more traditional ideas?
Yes.
Well, I have to say, I'm very impressed.
Are you?
Yeah. Sketches really bring it to life, don't they?
Yes, they're good.
Obviously, we might want to move the deli area further over.
Well, I'm sure we could find fault with the contemporary design as well if we wanted. Mm. But what I like about it, he's clearly given both alternatives his best shot.
Yes. So now it's down to us to decide.
I was worried after we met him last week. I didn't like to say, but I came away feeling he might not put his heart and soul into fleshing out your ideas.
Oh, why not?
I'm not criticising him. In fact, what was it I said after meeting him, darling?
He tried very hard to be even-handed?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, even though his body language suggested traditional wasn't lighting his fire.
I think he's done it very well.
Yeah, first class. Thoroughly workmanlike effort. There's nothing wrong with it, is there?
No.
Apart from the deli area. And unless you're happy with it like that?
No, it does need shifting.
Yeah, it is something of an issue. If we're nitpicking, maybe the freestanding shelves don't work quite as well as we might have liked.
What's wrong with them?
Well, it's probably only me, but I'm worried they give, a slightly regimented feel to the place.
Oh?
Well, customers come in, have to march down this way, turn here. Now, how would you describe the shelves, darling?
They're quite straight.
Yeah, so it isn't just me. I don't know how people will react to being channeled so rigidly. Probably not very favourably.
Well, you don't have to lay it out exactly like this.
No, of course not. It'd be easy enough to fix. Mm. We could fix all of it, Tom. I can't help feeling... Look, again, this is purely personal. There's going to be enough work as it is without choosing a design that's got problems from the start. Whereas, have you got the other one again?
Yes.
Yeah, such a clean flow to this. Nice, simple lines, not so cluttered. Much easier to navigate a buggy round, I expect.
Oh, yes, probably.
Ah, there speaks a mum, Tom. No use arguing with them about shopping.
I do think it's a good design.
Really? Look, don't let me steamroll you.
You're not. It is good. I still prefer the traditional design overall, if we can fiddle with a few things.
What do you say, Helen?
Well, having a plough outside was your idea, and the old tools on the wall.
Yes, but...
You know women, Tom, ideas chop and change all the time.
That's not fair.
No, it isn't, sorry. It's just my clumsy way of saying, after talking it through at home, Helen wasn't quite so sure. Unless you've changed your mind again.
No.
So you don't want to go with the traditional look?
Well, as you said, Tom, there are a few problems with it.
Oh, gosh. Didn't expect this at the outset. Sorry, Tom. Looks like it's 2-1 for contemporary.
You'd better shoot off if you're going to be back in time for the lesson.
And we're agreed.
Totally. I do want to help, but I can't get anywhere near a third.
How much do you suggest?
Four? I'm 5 at a real pinch. It'll be coming out of the overdraft.
Mm. 4 would be easier for us, the way things have been since the flood.
Well, let's both offer 4, then.
Is that all right?
We won't help Kenton and Jolene by putting ourselves in a spot.
No. I'll ring David straight after I've finished work.
Do you mind?
No, no. He may well be having second thoughts.
Hmm. It felt like a pretty off-the-cuff reaction.
I'll ask if he thinks a smaller amount will do any good. Or do we have to be realistic and accept we can't put things right for them?
Oh, I'm going this way. Now, no last-minute doubts about the interiors, Helen?
Speak up, if you have.
No, we may as well stick to what we've said.
Contemporary it is, then. I can see it's got a lot going for it.
Good man.
Things seem well in hand, though. Planning permission is rumbling on. We know what we're doing with the interiors. Next thing is to sort the building work. I'll make some calls this evening.
Oh, no need, Tom. I can ring a few builders for you.
Oh,
And don't worry, I'll come over and show them what needs doing as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have more time than you at the moment. Why not take advantage? Unless you've already got a firm in mind.
Oh, no. That'd be great, actually. One less thing to worry about. No,
I'm not saying I won't still pick your brains over who to choose, but at least I can spare you the drudgery of ringing round.
Oh, cheers. That's great. See you, Helen.
Yeah, bye.
And say hi to Henry from me.
I will.
Yeah, we'd better see what mischief he's been up to. Hope he hasn't been too much of a handful.
That was very kind of you.
Oh, nonsense.
It can be hard work trying to pin down builders.
No, it's nothing. I thought Tom was very gracious about giving way to us.
Yes.
I'm glad he saw sense in the end.
As long as you don't take on too much, Rob. If you're trying to recharge your batteries...
Oh, it's the same old story, isn't it? No peace for the wicked.
Well, I can look for a builder, if you want.
Yeah, you need to finish putting names on Henry's uniform and PE kit.
Almost finished.
I've got the time, I've got the experience. So let me take some of the load off you and Tom. I'm happy to be project manager.
Keep going.
Come on. There we are, that's it.
Do you want the belly strap, Dad?
She's quite lively. Okay.
I wasn't sure at first. She wasn't limping badly.
Well, doesn't hurt to take a look.
Oh, yeah, I've ordered the limestone.
Uh-huh. When's it coming?
Late Thursday or Friday. Bell ring.
Let's get this hoof up. It's,
Yeah, this side. She was turning in on it.
Oh, OK. Yeah. Where are they dropping it off?
Well, I thought in the cut by Croft. It'll be easy enough to get it out from there.
Well, make sure they dump it right at the back, won't you?
I will.
Don't want the track half blocked.
Dad.
Let's have a look at you now.
I'm going to sort out hiring a roller later on.
Ooh, you were right to keep her back after milking.
Did she pick something up between the claws?
Well, maybe. She definitely needs a trim. And the toe will have to come back.
I reckon about 3 weeks for the roller.
Uh-huh. Will that be long enough to finish the trackway on top of everything else?
I think so.
Okay.
And,
Ooh, that is sore.
I've had another brainwave to help cover the cost of me coming back.
He'll be through in a minute, Mum. He's had to take a call.
Oh, well, there's no rush.
No.
I thought it went very well last night, Adam.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Mm. Everyone seemed to enjoy themselves, but not to excess.
That's a first for one of our farewell parties.
Yes. They've been a very nice group of pickers this year.
Mm, good mix of keen new ones and reliable old hands. Mm.
Vasily was very complimentary about you.
Oh, was he?
Uh-huh. He says you're the best farm manager he's worked for in England.
Yeah, only because I've asked him to head up the team staying on.
Oh, no, it isn't only that.
Well, he'll do a good job, seeing to the last of the strawberries, then helping pack up.
Oh, I did feel sorry for Serafina and Laszlo.
Oh, well, they'll get over it.
You're far too cynical.
It was a summer romance, Mum.
Yeah. They can be the most dangerous, though, can't they?
Hmm. Yeah, it's little Rostek who's suffering the worst.
Rostek?
Yeah, the one trying to grow a beard. Looks like he's smudged his chin with marker pen.
Oh, he hasn't still got a crush on Phoebe.
Worse than ever.
Has he ever actually spoken to her?
Well, not since he heard about Alex. He's simply adored from afar.
Ah, just as well he is going back. She hasn't got time for any more distractions.
Oh, no. All eyes on the prize, isn't it?
Yeah. Till yesterday. You know, I wasn't entirely sure she was serious about Oxbridge, even after her AS results.
Going back to college seems to have banished any doubts.
I'm not sure who's keener, her or her tutors.
Well, they obviously think she's in with a chance, but the real drive's all hers. She may not say much, but...
Well, you're right. And the more Phoebe wants something, the less she talks about it.
There was no way she was coming to the party last night. She looked at me like I'd suggested going on a crime spree.
Oh, quite right, too. Work comes before everything right now.
Mm. You know the best thing about the whole evening?
No.
Going home to Honeysuckle afterwards.
Oh, you and Ian must be so relieved.
He's even happier than I am. He was going crazy working at Grey Gables, living there.
Sorry about that. It was Rob Titchener. Now, where do you want me to sit, Adam?
Anywhere you like, Brian, as long as you can see the laptop.
We don't all have to squint at that thing, do we?
Well, I've printed off the important stuff. In fact, if I give you the initial document...
What did Rob want?
Oh, have BL use any builders I can recommend.
Oh, thanks. Well, are there any?
Oh, thank you. I gave him a couple of names. And who to avoid if he wants a new kitchen.
Oh.
Right, first of all, thanks for making time to come to the office.
Oh, no thanks needed. I can't wait to find out what your cropping plans are.
Well, I hope the meeting's going to be about a little more than that. I want to give a broader sense of the direction I think the farm should go in.
Do you?
Well, that'll be interesting.
What's this on top?
Oh, a statement of intent, if you like. Just putting it in black and white. Yeah, we need to make home farmers resilient as possible.
Resilient? That had never have occurred to me.
Oh, do be quiet, darling. Let's give Adam a fair hearing.
I can take over if you need to get off to farm supplies.
Well, I'm almost done now.
Well, he says it's his number one priority, upping their soil fertility.
This is Adam?
Yeah. We had a quick chat yesterday. That's where the idea came from, really.
It's pretty level now. Just needs a touch off the heel.
Soil protection's only going to become more important under BPS.
Yeah. Can't afford to lose any subsidy, not with milk prices the way they are.
Been a disaster, haven't they?
Whoa! Shan't be making anything like the money we made last year.
Which is why stubble turnips.
Hang on a sec. Does that look all right to you?
Oh, much better.
Right. Okay, so you were talking about two fields, yeah?
Yeah, upper and lower parks, maybe.
Oh, could work.
Well, you sow stubble turnips. Find someone who wants to overwinter their sheep on them.
Yeah, well, your mum and I have talked about something like that in the past.
Oh, I'll get the clip.
More than once, actually.
We charge for the crop. The sheep are fertilising the ground for 3 or 4 months. It's a win-win.
Yeah, but it's always come down to having enough time.
But that's not a problem now, Dad. I'll get on to the NSA, see if they know anyone who'd be interested.
Haven't you got enough on already?
It's a few phone calls.
Yeah, and sowing the crop, keeping an eye on the sheep when they come.
Once or twice a day. That's easy. I know we won't make a lot, but at least it's something towards paying off Matthew.
Oh, Pip.
I feel so guilty. You've had to find all that money.
Well, it's done now.
When you make a mess of things, you've got to try and put them right again. Isn't that what you and Mum always tell me?
Well, yes.
Even if it's difficult.
Yes, even then.
20%?
No.
90 hectares, near enough 20%.
Oh, Brian.
17%, actually.
Look, you want Whiteacre, Longmeadow and Oak Bank put down to herbal lays.
Which makes up 17% to one significant figure. If you want to see the...
I don't have to. I already know that's far too much.
Let Adam explain why he wants to do it.
This was going to be a 15-hectare experiment.
Why stop there? When we can get so much more benefit out of it.
Because if you take that much land out of arable for 3 or 4 years, it ain't going to be making us any money.
When it goes back into food production, we'll have slashed costs. It'll be far more fertile. It'll need far fewer inputs.
Yeah, by which time, according to this, you'll be taking out another 17%.
Oh, Adam's already said it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. Start pouring money down the drain. Carry on pouring money down
Brian,
the drain.
Brian,
where's it going to end?
Ideally, after 10 years or so, Home Farm will be 50-50 arable and herbal lays.
You want to put half our fields down to grass and flowers?
What's the point of letting Adam take charge if you undermine every decision he makes?
It's all right, Mum. I expected Brian to have a few doubts.
Doubts?
If there's anything you want to ask, go ahead.
Well, how about, is it me or you who's completely taken leave of his senses?
At least try to be reasonable.
Well, as it happens, a few doubts do come to mind.
Go on.
Well, perhaps I'm missing something. But at the moment, the deer have their own grassland.
Yeah.
As for the sheep, well, they're not going to get through the sort of acreage you've got in mind. So what happens to all the rest?
We've got options.
Oh, good. Options. That puts my mind at rest.
I'm still weighing up which is best. Bear in mind they won't be ready for grazing until the summer.
You see, there's plenty of time.
Yeah, we're going to need it, Jenny. I mean, if this is the direction Adam's taking us in, we better use it to learn the penny whistle. We won't get much of an income out of a farm that's gone bust.
Adam won't let that happen.
No?
Our agreement's structured so that I'm the one taking most risk. No salary, remember?
You must be a real adrenaline junkie then, Adam, because I can only see complete disaster if you go ahead with this.
Jolene?
Oh, all right, David.
I was going to ring later, but I saw you out here when I was driving past. Are you busy?
We ain't exactly been rushed off our feet. Kenton's up in the bar.
Oh.
There's no one else with him. Well, except Barry doing his chicken impressions. I couldn't stand the excitement, so I came out to collect glasses.
I didn't want to say anything before it was definite, but after you came round on Monday...
Oh, I'm sorry blurting all that out.
No, no, I'm really glad you told us. We all are. And it's taken a couple of days to organise. I've been finalising some details this morning, but the whole family's pulled together, and now we're sure we can let you have the money.
What?
I don't mean right now, you know, I had to give notice on one of the accounts, but that's gone in now.
But so the money? Well, not for here.
Yeah, the 26,000. It was 26, wasn't it?
You're not serious?
Yes.
You're lending us 26,000?
Well, no, it's not just me and Ruth. What? Shula and Elizabeth were every bit as keen. Even Mum wants to chip in.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought, you know, the sooner you know, the sooner you can stop worrying. And it'll give you something to tell the insurers.
Honest?
Yes.
Well, I ought to say no. We can't take it.
No, please don't. I was in the bank for ages.
Oh, I ain't gonna. I've been staring at a blank wall for so long and I couldn't see anything going to change. And now this.
I'm sorry. I should have rung, shouldn't I? I shouldn't have sprung it on you without warning. Stupid of me. Hey, it's okay.
We will pay back. Every single penny. Every last one.
Oh, don't have to worry about that now.
No, I mean it. We will. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, we all wanted to help. And I wanted to put right something that I'd got wrong.
Well, you've certainly done that. But you and Ruth, three kids, haven't you got better uses for your money?
Like I said, we're only putting part in. Ruth didn't hesitate when I told her what the family's planning.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I thought we was finished.
Well, obviously, we'll let you know as soon as the money comes through. My only concern is...
What's Kenton going to say?
Yeah. So that's why I wanted to tell you, not him, first. I know he won't find it easy.
Oh, no, he won't.
So if you want me to go up...
No, it's all right. Oh, you've done more than enough. I can't tell you how grateful I am. But I got to do this. I'm going to have to be clever about it. Wait till he's ready to listen. Yeah, but with so much riding on it, he can't refuse, can he?
Johnny!
Hiya.
You haven't noticed a van pull in anywhere, have you? I'm waiting for Temperson's, the builder.
Ah,
It's a quarter of an hour late and going straight to voicemail.
Sorry, Rob. I've only come back from our feed. I haven't seen anything.
I went to see if he'd gone straight to the parlour, but...
No luck?
No. Oh, I'm missing Henry starting at reception for this, so I'm not best pleased.
He does know where we are.
Well, Bridge Farm isn't a sat-nav problem.
Easy to miss the turn-off if you come round too fast.
He said he'd worked in Ambridge before.
Hold on. Someone's bobbing across. Ah.
Ooh, not quite who I'm after.
Oh, am I late?
Oh, don't worry. Oh. Only you and me this afternoon,
oh,
Susan.
That's all right then. So there's no rush then?
Well, we've got all the raspberry to put and the Underwoods order.
Oh, Emma's texted me. She just dropped Kira off at Loxley Barrett.
How did it go?
Oh, very well, she says. A quick wave, no tantrums.
Edward will be pleased. He was so nervous for her. Oh, look. I have to put a stitch in, won't I?
Time they bought us some new overalls.
Nah, it's only part of the seam. Even little jobs like that when you're not in your own home.
Oh, yeah.
Joe hoped we'd be back in Keepers for his birthday. That ain't going to happen now.
Oh, look. Something to show you before you go through.
What, the echo?
Have a look at the letters page.
No, you show me. I don't want to get my hands dirty.
They've cut some of it out.
Oh, from Susan Carter Ambridge.
Quite a lot, actually. But, oh, still, it makes the point. We aren't going to give up the village shop without a fight.
Good for you. Oh, that's very good.
You should have seen Tom this morning. I was putting one of our protest posters outside the pack house. I could see he wasn't happy, but he didn't say anything. That'd be admitting they want our shop shut to give theirs a free run.
Oh, this is ever so well put, Susan.
Well, there was a part about vultures I wish they'd kept in, still.
Wait a second. Open it again.
No, none of the other letters is worth reading, really.
No, the opposite page.
Oh, yes. You went to that, didn't you?
We loved it, but... Oh, no, Eddie.
Any sign of lunch, Jenny?
I don't know, Brian. Is there?
Well, I thought you might have had something on the go.
Well, I've been far too busy. I want to finish this today so it can go to the printers.
What are you working on?
Oh, an updated leaflet for the Save campaign to give out at the Flower and Produce Show.
Well, this is the best place to do it?
Oh, it's my safe haven from Lillian. She's using every room in the house like her office, jabbering away to her accountant and Lord knows who else.
But not the kitchen?
No, not since I dragooned her into chopping onions and garlic for the gazpacho.
Wish we had some gazpacho now. Well, there's nothing very exciting in the fridge.
Well, there's plenty of cream cheese and hummus left.
Oh, I wonder why.
You'll have to get cooking then, won't you?
I'd have gone to the bull if I'd known we'd run out of food.
Oh, poor Brian. Withering away from neglect.
Jolene was more her old self last night. She actually laughed once or twice.
Oh, was it busy?
No, I only stopped for one. I could have some toast, I suppose.
If you make us a nice pot of tea... I'll find you a Cornish pasty.
Oh, yes, please.
Make sure we warm the pot. If Jolene's cheered up, how about you?
I'm always cheerful.
You were in a foul mood yesterday. And now you've had a chance to mull over Adam's plans, can you start seeing the sense in them?
No, because there isn't any. Can't possibly make them work financially.
Well, I'm confident he'll prove you wrong.
Are you, Jenny?
Yes, he knows the farm as well as you do. And he's got all his experience in Kenya to draw on. He'll soon have this place buzzing.
I dare say he will. But only with the bailiffs.
All right, Helen.
Hi.
I didn't know there was anyone out here. You looking for Rob?
No.
I was going to say he was... here an hour or so back, but you've missed him now.
Oh, well, never mind.
He was seeing a builder. Don't know how it's gone, you know, for the shop and that.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed there.
Yes.
I only came for a walk after dropping off Henry.
He started today, hasn't he?
For an afternoon.
When's he finish?
Well, I'm going back in an hour. I'm filling in time till then. I thought, once round the lagoons.
They're great, aren't they? All the birds and that. I'm not skiving.
Didn't think you were.
Tom cut a load of reeds yesterday. Didn't have time to clear them all.
Yes, that's right.
He don't want the ponds filling in, even if we're not using them for slurry.
Well, the heap's down there.
Brilliant.
I don't think you'll get that quad any closer.
Probably best not try. How did Henry take it? Leaving him at school?
Oh, not too badly.
No tears then?
Not many.
Good lad.
I wasn't sure what to do with myself afterwards. The house was so empty, I came here.
You want to swap over this batch?
All right. Hmm? You lid, I'll date stamp.
Yeah, we sent it off Tuesday evening.
To Justin Elliot? Hmm.
Told Neil. Justin's shown willing already, putting money in after the flood.
That's true.
Who better to ask for some help with the village hall?
He can certainly afford it.
Like I said, if we're having a new hall, let's make it a good one.
Is that what's happening? We're getting rid of the old one. Huh?
That's what's been recommended.
I'll let you get a few ahead before I start.
We wrote to Justin together.
Oh.
Well, Neil typed out what I said, really. But he's chair of the PC, so he signed it on his own.
We've got to have some kind of hall before all the local groups break up.
Oh, I know.
Brownies have had more trouble in Penny Assett. Oh.
The rude word on the tea urn.
Frogs left in the caretaker's cubbyhole.
Well, we all know who that'll have been.
Mm. The WI is the same, is it? Meeting in the church.
Oh, Hilary phoned last night. Wants to know if we've started the suffragette sashes for the centenary.
We've only just got the fabric. Mm,
that's what I told her.
Nick's offered to help make them.
Mm, and Emma.
Nice seeing the younger ones so keen.
Hilary was digging around as usual. Oh. Wants to know if me and Neil are putting anything in for the flour and produce.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, lots of veg. Some biscuits. And gooseberry jam, you know, Mum's recipe.
Oh, that's nice, that is.
I think she's worried about Carol's marrows. That's all she's managed to grow herself since the flood.
Bert climbed right up when Eddie asked how he's making them grow so big.
You know, I don't think anyone will know it's Eddie they're talking about in the paper.
Of course they will. Felt like the whole audience at Lower Loxley was looking at us when his phone went off. Oh. I could have died of embarrassment.
I'm the same, Helen.
Oh, are you?
Oh, aye. Often have a good walk round. I've had a bad day at college or sad about anything.
I'm not sad, Johnny. Oh, for heaven's sake, don't say that to anybody.
I
didn't come over because I'm unhappy. I only meant being on my own felt odd.
Yeah, I get you.
Henry and I, well, we've always been a team.
I know he thinks the world of his mum.
It's been the two of us together for so long. And suddenly all that's changing. Takes some getting used to.
He must do.
I mean, leaving him at school. I know he's been to nursery, but we've been together all summer.
Of course.
Usually he helps me with the cooking in the afternoon. Or just playing, the two of us together. So today's a little unsettling for both of us. That's the only reason I came over.
Well, don't worry. Henry's a bright little lad. He'll make plenty of friends in no time.
Oh, yes.
He'll soon stop missing home. And you're right, you're not going to be lonely, are you? With Rob around so much of the time.
Oh, that explains it.
All the times she's been coming up to you recently and then wandering off without saying anything.
You're plucking up the courage to ask for a chunk of land. No wonder she was nervous.
Oh, she wants to rent it, not own it.
It was still a big ask, even by Kate's standards.
Ah, to be fair, Debbie seems to be quite impressed by the rural retreat idea.
She's offered Kate a little start-up money, no more than that.
I thought you were very slippery
No, well, it wasn't. Kate went off happy as Larry, didn't she? I agreed in principle.
Well, it's not very fair saying it'll have to come out of Adam's herbal lays.
Perfect for all concerned, I'd have thought. They can start weaving their own crop circles.
Oh, haven't you done that sort of joke to death already, darling?
I'm perfectly serious. I'm not seeing any more land taken out of production. Adam says he wants to make the big decisions. Well, here's a nice big one to start with. How do you run a farm and cope with Kate at the same time?
Fast asleep.
Is he?
Didn't even want a second story.
Oh, he must have been tired.
What are you sitting there for, darling?
It's easier for reading.
Oh, come on, leave your book for 5 minutes. Plenty of room on the sofa.
Yes. All right.
Well, they must have worn him out at school.
Mrs. Sharman said Henry thoroughly enjoyed himself.
I told you he would.
You can't help worrying.
Pity about the mix-up with taking him.
Oh, sorry about that, Rob.
It's all right, Tony.
No, I am. It was a silly mistake.
These things happen. Now, the annoying thing is, Colin Temperson would have preferred coming earlier.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he had to dash down from Henlow this afternoon, got held up in traffic.
What's he like?
Seems competent enough. I wish I'd looked at the letter as well. Start time was pretty clear.
Is he up to the job, do you think?
Well, there's not much to choose between him and Gilhurst's.
No?
Yeah, it'll all come down to their quotes in the end.
Have you arranged for anyone else to take a look?
Well, I've contacted over a dozen companies. Spent most of yesterday on hold being tortured with Muzak. Oh. And I did get through. Half of them warned we'd be waiting months for a start date. So, I'll stick with these two for the time being.
And you're not worried they're obviously not in demand?
I take the point, darling, but I haven't heard anything bad about either of them.
Oh, well.
Whoever we choose won't get away with anything. Whatever my other faults, I know how to keep a close eye on people.
No. Don't go that way.
You could do a Tig helping round them up.
Yeah, it's lucky only a few got out. That's it.
Do you want me to get behind them as well, Rex?
No, it's all right. You stay by the gap. Stop any more coming through.
OK.
Oh, I think we're winning, Pip. That's right. That way, you lot. Keep going. Party's over. Got to look at the big bad world.
Oh, I'd better get out of the way.
Ah, wonderful. All back safe and sound. Thanks.
That's it. Do you want to switch the power back on?
Okay. I can't believe I was that stupid.
It's an easy mistake.
Oh, what? Leaving the fence down? It was daft.
No harm done anyway.
No, thank goodness. I just brought the bowser in. Thought I'd freshen up the tubs and pool. It'd be a lot easier when we've got somewhere of our own with permanent ponds.
A little paddling pool's quite cute.
Next time I'll reconnect the netting behind me.
Have you been working by yourself all week?
Aunt Toby was here yesterday, for about half an hour.
Whenever I've gone past, it's always you doing the work.
Oh, he's much better at the sales stuff. And he's got a lot of pre-season training for Borchester Rugby, so...
He can't get here as often?
No, not as easily. Mm. Which is why I'm so glad you were passing this morning.
I could see you were having fun.
Oh, I would have been sunk on my own. Just as well you didn't start at Webster's.
Rex?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Do you think I'm an idiot for jacking it all in?
Well, I only saw Henry for a second.
Uh-huh.
Oh, looking all smart in his Loxley Barrett uniform.
Oh.
Yeah, Rob was driving.
Uh-huh.
Helen in the back seat with Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's nice.
Hmm?
Well, the dad taking that much of an interest.
Most men do these days.
Well, an awful lot don't. Though, I reckon Harrison will make a pretty good dad.
Oh, Mum.
Just saying. Hey, have you agreed to rent with Christine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it isn't cheap. But she could have asked a lot more.
Well, so long as you can afford it between you.
We'll manage.
Woodbine couldn't be handier for when you're helping here.
Not much of a walk. Not sure about the neighbours, though.
Hey, watch it.
At least I'll have you and Kenton as neighbours now. Well, you sorted things.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that the insurers were being so narky?
Well, there was no point bothering you before now. Or Jamie.
Mum.
Well, he'd lose some if we had to sell at a loss.
You should have said.
Not before we had a plan. Hey, has Christine set a date?
Oh, no, not yet. No, she wants the decorators to get it just right first.
Well, I hope you and Harrison are very happy there.
It's going to be strange, actually, properly living together.
Reckon you've been together long enough to know if it's going to work.
Hope it will.
Well, I'm sure of it. You're good together, you two.
We seem to get on okay.
You're one of them couples. Brings out the best in each other.
Have you told Kenton?
Not yet.
Why not?
Oh, because I'm scared of what he'll say. And where it takes us. But I know I can't wait much longer.
Straight ahead, with all the wheat stubble.
Oh, okay.
That's Upper Parks, and if you look down the slope...
I'm ahead of you, Pip. Lower Parks?
They're frighteningly logical, aren't we?
And that's where you're putting... what kind of sheep?
Ewhogs. That's this year's weaned lambs.
To breed from next year?
No, they don't breed until they're shearlings. Oh. Well, gimmer shearlings, that's female ones. Bert's always correcting me.
Okay.
No, and they're not sheared in their first year, and don't breed until year two. As shearlings.
Oh, and then they become ewes.
Well, if we're being strict about it, you only call them ewes after they've lambed twice.
It's a whole other language.
It won't be our own stock going in. The sheep association's put me in touch with a couple of Welsh hill farmers.
Oh, so all you have to do is grow some turnips before they come.
It's not going to be a big earner. About 35 or 40 pence a week per lamb.
Per ewe hog?
That's about 2,000 for not much work.
Oh, 2K sounds good to someone who hasn't sold anything yet.
It'll go some way towards what I've cost my parents.
Honestly, Pip, you've done the right thing.
You don't think I'm a coward?
No, I meant it. Takes guts to change your mind that late.
It's pretty embarrassing. Telling everyone I'm off to Brazil and then suddenly it's, oh, hello, Ambridge, again.
If this is where you see your future.
Well, it is. It always has been.
Well, then.
I saw my future in the future. But right now I thought I'd be travelling and working somewhere else to gain experience. Webster Agri International just wasn't right for me.
Are your mum and dad giving you a hard time?
No. That's part of what makes it so embarrassing. They couldn't have been more understanding.
Oh, okay.
Dad says they're perfectly happy having me home. And keeps looking at me like I'm having a breakdown.
Oh, no.
Mum seems fine with it on the phone. She just wants to know I'm doing the right thing.
Is she still coming back tomorrow?
No. Not until the middle of next week.
Huh?
Well, she found a plumber. Now she needs a plasterer.
Oh.
But she's been okay about me coming back. All the same.
Yeah. Oh, they don't mean to, but parents can put you under an awful lot of pressure.
I feel like I've got to convince them I'm okay all the time. And I'm in control.
It's like me and Toby. Chucky and everything to become farmers. Well, sort of farmers.
You're working with livestock. You are.
Oh, our father thought we were crazy. Which is why I'm so determined to prove him wrong.
I've got to show Mum and Dad I've made the right decision.
It doesn't bug Toby the same way.
Nothing seems to bug Toby.
No. So all the pressure's on me. I get really worried sometimes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is why I wish Riedel's had hurry up and come to a decision.
You haven't heard yet?
Oh, nothing. Well, what's the time? I might give them another ring.
Oh, I should be seeing to the calves. Well, good luck with Riedel's.
Oh, Pip?
Yeah?
If you're not busy at lunch, I'm cooking something up at the caravan. Nothing special. A mini Barbie. Toby's coming back for it.
Oh, right.
Want to risk it? As a thank you for helping?
Well, I've never seen that in a review before.
No.
5 stars for the performance, 2 stars for the audience.
You've got to expect surprises from guest contributor Dylan Nels.
Yeah. I thought Linda might use something more original this time.
I like Dylan Nels, Kenton.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't imagine Eddie will.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
a most tender moment when Rodolfo and Mimi recognise their growing love for each other, yeah. ruined by the involuntary intervention of the Wurzels, thanks to one thoughtless concert goer unbothered to switch his mobile off.
Hey, aren't we meant to be discussing ideas for the Rugby World Cup?
Yeah, in a second, Kenton. Oh, I like this as well.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. And what are we to make of supposed music lovers so taken with the Parisian Latin Quarter of the 1840s? They try to thrust themselves into every scene via the medium of a selfie stick.
That's Sabrina told.
Why bother planning anything? I mean, there are more of us behind the bar than in front of it.
Oh. Lunchtime always starts slow.
Yeah, well, there's slow and there's grinding to a halt, which is what we're doing.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, Captain.
I'd like to know what's going to change it.
You all right holding the fort for a moment, darling?
Yeah. Go ahead, Mum.
OK. Let's us go through to the flat. Hmm?
What for?
We've got some news for you. Good news.
You made it, then?
I'm sneaking off for half an hour before I start ploughing Coombell.
Excellent.
Can't resist barbecued sausages.
They're not your cousins, I'm afraid.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Tom Archer's too pricey for an ordinary lunch.
I'll settle for anything. I'm starving. Where are we going to eat?
Oh, out here, I thought. It's not too windy.
No, sure.
Nothing fancy. Sausages, rolls to put them in. I've sliced up some tomato and cucumber.
Great.
Do you want to put up the camping chairs?
OK.
Oh, by the caravan.
Ah.
We'll only need two. Toby can't make it.
Oh well.
Yeah, he's meeting a few guys from the club. Says he'll be over later to bring the geese in.
Did you get through to Riedel's?
Oh, I left a message for the manager. I'm waiting for him to ring back.
I really couldn't make him out last week.
Toby says you made a great impression.
I don't know about that. There.
Well, I hope you're hungry. This may be way too much.
Pity Josh isn't around. He'd hoover up any extra.
Yeah, he seems a lot happier about going back to college now he's dropped PE for his A2s.
He found the theory side a real grind.
Do these look all right to you?
Oh, perfect.
Ah, let's serve up then. If you pass over a plate.
Oh, sorry, hang on.
No, it's all right. I'll get the plate.
Oh, it's Dad. Oh, the first limestone lorry's here. I think we're going to ring.
And they didn't?
No. I need to get over to Croft.
What, now?
I want to make sure they put it in the right place.
Oh, coming back afterwards.
I can't. I've got to get started in Coombell. Sorry, Rex. You'll have to eat it all yourself.
Don't worry about it. Some other time, maybe.
No, that is not it, Jolene. It's not simply because you blabbed to my family.
They'd know it... soon enough. And the whole village is going to know if the repairs don't start soon.
You did it behind my back.
Well, how else could I do it? You weren't even talking to him.
Yeah, but why didn't you at least ask if that was okay?
Because as far as I'm concerned, I didn't have a choice.
What do you mean?
I love you far too much to stand back and watch you tear yourself and this place apart. I was going crazy. I had to do something, Kenton.
But this?
Because you've stopped thinking straight.
No, I haven't.
Oh, Kenton.
Look, if the offer came from anyone else except David...
It's then from your whole family. Shula and Elizabeth as much as David and Ruth. I mean, even your mum wants to put some in.
What? Oh, no. That makes it even worse.
Look, I know how hard you find taking help.
Can't you see it's humiliating?
We can't afford to be proud no more. Not if you want to save the pub, let alone our sanity.
Oh, there has to be some other way.
Oh, look, Kenton, I ain't going to argue. I don't have the fight for it. I'm at the end of me tether and all. I don't need spelling out. We're in one hell of a spot. We've been offered the money that'll get us out of it. Are we going to take it? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.